Selected Short Writings by John Nelson Darby. Man Fallen and the Seed of the Woman. Genesis chapter 3. It is not only Scripture which makes known to us that there is sin and misery in the world. There they are, even if Scripture or a Saviour did not exist. The world is a ruin. Man knows well that iniquity and defilement are in him, and nobody is satisfied with his portion here below, because his heart is ill at ease. The Word of God explains, as nothing else can, how Satan entered the world and reveals the consequence of sin in man's relations with God. The first thing the old serpent did was to put something between the creature and the Creator, to put himself between God and man. This was subtle and ruinous if successful, as it was, for the only thing which makes us happy is that there is nothing between, that God loves us. Satan begins then by producing distrust in God, and so stirring man's will into activity in lust and disobedience. Never does the enemy lead one to think of the goodness of God, nor of man's obedience. The woman knew right well that she ought not to eat of the tree, and that mischief must be the result. Yet she ate, and gave to her husband with her, and he did eat. Verses 1 to 6. Thus sin is the self-will that sprang from the unbelief which doubted God. By this means, Satan made a breach. He persuaded Eve that God kept something for himself, for fear that his creature should be too happy and too blessed. But Eve was wrong in listening to Satan. She ought not for a moment to have attended to the voice which insinuated distrust in God. God has warned man of the consequences of sin, as Adam, "In the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." But Satan, who seeks always to deny the righteousness of God, says to the woman, "Ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day that ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." Nor was this altogether untrue. The fall has rendered man much more intelligent relatively to good and evil. But Satan hid from man that he should be separated from God and have a bad conscience. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. Verse 7. They acquired a knowledge that showed them their nakedness, which they strove to conceal from the eyes of themselves and each other. All that is brought near us appears to us more important and greater than what is still far off. The forbidden tree being near Eve, and the judgment of God being distant, she took of the fruit and ate. 2. So the spirit of falsehood tells men at this day that they shall not die, and that the threats of God shall not come to pass. He conceals the warnings of God, and then men do what Satan and their own lusts urge them on to do. If a Christian even is not watchful, his conscience will lose its activity and, in place of seeing God, he sees his nakedness. Man, besides, takes leaves to cover his nakedness. He does his utmost to conceal from himself the evil which has happened to him. But when God is revealed, it is quite otherwise. God draws near, as if nothing had occurred. Then the nearness to God, which would have been a joy for man without sin, becomes, on account of sin, a source of immense terror and insupportable. Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of Jehovah Elohim amongst the trees of the garden. They had succeeded in veiling their nakedness from their own eyes. They were terrified at the voice of God and strove to hide from him. What a horrible thing for man to be in such a case as to wish concealment from God. Verses 7 and 8. Adam was afraid, as he confessed to him who called him from his hiding place. Conscience trembles at the presence of God,